Hello and welcome to the Manager Mojo podcast. Steve Caldwell here. Let's start by recognizing someone who's doing something good.
Oh, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So good. I got you.
Guys, I know all of you are busy just like I am, and I'll bet that it is a real bummer whenever you have to go shopping. It's really tough sometimes to find the time to go do what you need to do. Well, my secret tip for saving a lot of my time is Amazon. I absolutely love Amazon. I can go on there quickly, buy exactly what I want, and have it delivered straight to my door. The world is a better place because of Amazon, and I always get exactly what I want when I want it. I highly recommend it. If you're not saving time using them, you ought to consider it. Check it out and get started as soon as you can. What if I told you that you could have everything you want, joy, peace, happiness, prosperity, love, respect, trust, all by just doing one thing? Would you be interested? Well, I'll bet most of you would be. And it's not as simple as just one thing. But if you'll join me on the next 4 weeks, I'm going to show you exactly how to get all of these things and to get them quickly and consistently and efficiently. I'm creating this 4-part series because I want people to be successful. And I found that so many people struggle today with really how to succeed and really and truly what's the continuing motivation, the continuing inspiration, if you will, in order to achieve the life that they desire and that they deserve. So you're listening today to the first part of this 4-part series. So if you haven't listened to the first part yet, this is it. Thanks for joining me. I'm glad you're here, and you'll get started off on the right track. The title of this first section is Inspire Yourself. You see, we need to inspire ourselves. But one thing that I understand from teaching hundreds of people in a management and leadership capacity how to work in their businesses and how to motivate and inspire their people is that the vast majority of people just simply have no idea how to even start. They don't know how to go about it. And part of their problem is that they can't inspire themselves. And let me explain what I'm talking about. Oftentimes, whenever I teach, I'll ask people, look, can you identify the 3 things that you absolutely are world-class great at? And when I ask them that question, oftentimes people will be able to quickly say 1, and some will be able to say 2, but if I watch and look around the room, I promise you, before that 3rd one is done, most people are looking up in the air, looking at their brain, trying to figure out, what really is my 3rd best thing? They just struggle so very much with identifying the things that they're strong at. But yet, if I asked them to identify the 3 things that they suck at, guess what? It's like boom, boom, boom. I mean, people know what they're working on. And so when I start talking about inspiring yourself, I want you to understand that it's truly not really your fault. This starts very early when we're children. Our parents try to do the very best job with us, and their job is to protect us from danger. And in the process of protecting us from danger, we are taught the word no. Don't do this, don't do that. So we don't want to touch a hot stove because obviously it could burn us. So there are many cases where the no word is very appropriate. And when you're a child and you're really learning and you're beginning to understand the world around you and that it can be not only fun but also dangerous, that no word can be very helpful. However, we tend to never stop doing the no word as parents. We keep focusing on the negative. And so most of us have grown up most all of our life with way too much negative input, and nobody ever stopped to teach us to focus on the positive about us and to really be able to clearly identify our strengths. And this causes us tremendous stress and tremendous problems in our life, especially as we become adults and we go into the work world. And so my goal to learn how to inspire yourself is that you have to really understand how to identify your greatest strengths, and you have to learn to love them. Because if you really know what your greatest strengths are, if you really know what you're good at, then that holds the key to you being able to inspire yourself and in turn be able to meet your own goals, your personal goals, as well as your company goals. You see, if you're going to lead people effectively, it's impossible to lead other people effectively unless you can lead yourself effectively. You have to first inspire yourself. You can't inspire your team before you've inspired yourself. You have to know how you're going to buy into the goals that you've set for yourself and your team and your company. You have to know how you're going to go about processing that information so that you can become a success. You have to know what the steps are going to be. And yet, most of us have spent an entire lifetime focusing so much on the negative that we don't even know the positive. Now, the statistics actually show us that before we're 5 years old, we've actually heard the word no 40,000 times. And we've only heard the word yes 5,000 times. So we're looking at an 8-to-1 negative ratio. So to me, there's no absolute mystery at all in why we focus so much on the things that we don't do well versus the things that we do well. And as we age and get older and have more responsibility, we're always trying to look out for the danger ahead of us. And so therefore, we don't really even know sometimes how we get things done. We don't understand how to motivate and inspire ourselves. And so obviously, we're going to struggle with other people because we just don't know how to do that. And I had the exact same problem. But in my work in predictive people analytics, we help businesses do this all the time. So I'm recognized as a leadership expert around the world, where I've helped people understand how to leverage their greatest strengths and to be able to be successful. And so I teach that all the time. But I know most of you don't have that exposure to that type of training and that type of education. And so maybe you don't really understand even what I'm talking about. So we need to identify what we're good at, meaning what are our natural behaviors? Because in our natural behaviors, we hold the key to all of our dreams, all of our wishes, all our goals. We need to know how we're naturally wired so that we can love ourselves and in turn love other people and the differences that they have in their own behavior, their own personality, so that together we can accomplish great things. So when I talk about inspiring yourself, I thought today that it would help you to kind of understand from my perspective how important this is and how I go about it, just so that you understand what we really do and how this process works. For many years, I didn't really know what my greatest strengths were either. But now I understand how to ask the right questions. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use myself as an example. And I hope you won't quit listening because you think I'm bragging. Because I'm not bragging. What I want to do is clearly show you that I clearly understand what my strengths are, and that by understanding my strengths, I began to learn how to leverage those strengths. And in turn, that leads me to what I want to call how to love myself. And so let me just give you some examples. Here's what I love about me. And these are characteristics that I have very naturally, and I'm going to give you some examples. The first thing that I really love about myself is that I am an action taker. I am a doer. I'm not a procrastinator. My natural behavior is to be extremely proactive, meaning that I don't sit back and wait for things to come to me. I go do it. My wife, Cindy, laughs at me because she says, now since I know you, I have to be careful if I don't want you to go do something right away. Because if she tells me she'd like something to be done, you can bet that I'm not going to delay it. I'm just going to get it out of the way and get it done. It's not because I'm looking for her approval. It's the fact that for me, it's more efficient. It's less stressful just to get stuff done. And I love that about me because it allows me to accomplish more in a day than most people get. And because I can look it back at the end of the day and I can say, man, great job. You accomplished this and this and this and this. And I love the fact about myself that I'm an action taker, a doer, and not a procrastinator. So by knowing that, clearly, I can encourage that same characteristic in other people. And for people that are struggling with procrastination, I can help them understand how important it is. So it gives me an edge, if you will, an insight into the behavior of others because I truly understand myself. I understand I am an action taker. And because of that, I love myself about it. Here's another example. You know, if you're not healthy, do you know that there's nothing that you're going to succeed in that will count? You have to have your physical and mental and emotional health. You've got to be a healthy human being. You try going to work whenever you're sick as a dog and see how much you're going to be able to motivate other people. You won't even be able to motivate yourself. You may drag yourself to work. You may finish the end of the day, but you're not going to enjoy it. You see, nothing in our goals, it's not money, it's not recognition, it's none of those things. You've got to have good health. And I know that I have to have good health. So I've made my health a priority in my life for a long, long time. And here's what I mean by making it a priority. I exercise a minimum of 5 days a week, and I do at least an hour to an hour and 15 minutes a day, 5 times a week. Now, most of the time I do 6 days, but I rest on one day. I let my body completely rest. What do? Nothing magical. I'm not running marathons or any of that kind of stuff. I simply get up early and I stretch, I do push-ups, I do crunches, and then I go walk for an hour. And in walking for an hour, I get educated while I walk, but I'm exercising my body. And because I've prioritized my health, I watch what I eat. I do the right things to stay in shape. The good news about that is that I have the energy and more strength than most people 20 to 30 years my junior. Why? Because it's just a habit. It's a good habit to get into. And I have tons of energy in order to be able to do my work during the day. Now, that's an example of where one of my strengths, I'm an action taker, I'm a doer, is not only helping me get stuff done, but it helps me to prioritize my own health. So I like that about myself. I love that about myself. Now, here's another one that I love about myself. I know that I am persistent. I am one of those people that just doesn't give up easily. I'm hardwired that way. And because I value persistence in me, I value it in other people. Another characteristic, I'm extremely diligent, meaning if I've got stuff to do, I'm going to get it done and I'm going to be persistent in getting it done. I'm going to be diligent. I'm going to set aside the time to make it happen and I'm going to get things out of the way. Well, how does that help you? Well, let me just give you an example. If I didn't love myself being that I'm persistent and diligent, you wouldn't be listening to this podcast or this audio program. And the reason you wouldn't is because I would have just found something else to do. I would have found a way to put it off. But I want you to know that we, in our podcast, as an example, we've published over 180 episodes. That means every Tuesday, every Friday, and we haven't missed a beat. Now, that's persistence, that's diligence. And why do I do it? Because I know that it helps people. As a matter of fact, these are valuable and totally free content resources for people to consume to help improve their personal life as well as their business life. I love that about me because guess what? I can give to you and to others. Another thing that I know about me, I'm loyal. I love others. I love connecting with people. I want to put other people's desires ahead of my own in terms of I want to make sure that their needs are met. I'm decisive. I don't mess around and making decisions. I that's one of the things that I'm naturally gifted at. I don't have to sweat over every single decision like some people do. And my heart goes out to those people that really struggle with making decisions because they maybe were not hardwired to be able to do those make those decisions quickly and efficiently. But the good news is, because I do value that about myself, I know how to teach other people that are more cautious, more careful, less apt to make quick decisions. I can help them learn how to make decisions faster. I love that part about myself. And I also love the fact that I'm always focused on results. You see, I'm okay with holding myself accountable to goals and standards. And because I am, I value that in others, and I help others understand the importance of holding yourself accountable. I can't tell you how many leaders that I've coached, how many managers I've coached, and they are terrified about holding other people accountable at work. And the reason is that it starts within themselves. They're not holding themselves accountable in such a way that they feel comfortable and confident in holding other people accountable. You see, these are just some examples today that I've given you about me, and that using me as an example, the things that I love about myself. But you know what? At the end of the day, this is about you. And what you should be able to do is you should be able to go down a list just like I quickly went through here, and you should give me examples of things that you love about yourself and how you take that and how you use it for other people. And yet, I find that this is a skill that most adults never develop. And it's a darn shame, and I want to stop it. I just don't want this to continue for other people. If you are struggling with any of these things, I want you to know I'm there to help you. This is not just something to go out and make money and get people all fired up just to spend their money. I'm not concerned about that. What I'm concerned about is you achieving your goals. And I want to put my belief in this absolutely out there for you. And I want you to know that if you are one of those people that you've never had anyone really help you understand what your natural behaviors are and what your greatest strengths are, I want you to have access to me. I'm a world expert in this particular area. I know how to help you identify those strengths, and I can do it. And if you struggle with that and you don't know how to do what I just went through, then I want to make you a very special offer. All you'll have to do when you finish listening today is I want you to text the word INSPIRE, INSPIRE. Text INSPIRE to 480-405-4177, and I want you to schedule a 15-minute call with me on the phone There's absolutely no charge for any of this, but I want you to schedule that call with me. And if you schedule the call, I'm going to go over the process that I'm going to use to help you understand your greatest strengths. I'm going to provide this service for you. It will include not only a free assessment to discover your strengths, but I'm also going to give you a free 1 hour session where I'm going to get you off on the right track. Not going to cost you a dime. You're not going to get spammed or emailed or any of that crap. I don't care about any of that. I care about you. If you want to begin to live the life that you want, you need to learn how to inspire yourself. You need to understand exactly how to love yourself, because if you know those things, then you can learn the second and third and fourth steps that I'm going to share with you that will allow you not only to inspire yourself to complete your goals this year, but also to create your goals, both personal and team and corporate, in the future as well. Really simply, if you would like to take advantage of that, simply text INSPIRE, INSPIRE, to 480-405-4177. It's that simple. Thank you so much for listening today, and I look forward to sharing episode 2 with you, which is we're going to talk about the second level of inspiration in how to achieve your goals.